So welcome back. We will now in this chapter of retail banking look into an area where the depositor who has opened a deposit account dies or becomes deceased. So what happens in such a case? How does the legal heir get the money, or what does the bank need to do and things like that? So there could be an account with a survivor or nominee clause. So nomination we have looked at two chapters back. So if there is a valid nomination by depositors, then the payment of the balance in the account to the survivor or nominee of the deceased, the deposit account holder represents the valid discharge if the bank exercised due care and caution in establishing the identity of nominee and survivor. So if the bank takes care that they have identified the nominee well, then there is no problem. There should not be any court order restraining bank from making the payment in case of deceased account. Nominee survivor should be made clear that he is receiving the payment as a trustee of the legal heir of the depositor. So he gets the money only as a trustee, because the will is final and will decides who actually owns that money. The nominee or the survivor just acts on behalf of the person who is the beneficiary under the will. Cases of insistence of production of legal representation is superfluous and unwarranted. Bank should not ask for succession certificate, letter of administration or probate in case where there is a nominee or a survivor, and bank should not ask for any bond or indemnity as well. However, in case where the accounts are without survivor or nominee, then what will happen is the banks are expected to follow a simplified procedure for repayment to legal heir without inconvincing them. Banks are to incorporate clause in account opening form stating in event of death of depositor, premature termination would be allowed in term deposit. Conditions pertaining to this should be specified in the account opening form itself. There should be no penal charge for premature withdrawal, and if the death is before maturity and the deposit claimed is after maturity, interest is to be paid at the contracted rate up to the maturity and then at the saving account rate. If the bank agrees to split the deposit and issue two or more deposit receipts, it should not be constructed as early withdrawal. Deposit placed with FI and withdrawal is premature for medical exigency, educational expenses and other such reasons. No interest is payable if withdrawal before the expiry of 6 months. If the withdrawal is between 6 and 12 months, interest not exceeding saving bank account is to be paid. Income flows, receipts in the name of deceased depositor. The deceased depositor may receive money in their name even after they are dead. So to avoid the hardship, bank should either open account styled estate of and the name of the deceased, where all amount received is deposited and the survivor nominee can authorize the bank to return the money with the remark account holder deceased. Payment of interest. When one of the depositor of term deposit dies, criteria for payment interest should be clearly decided by individual bank board. In case there is a balance in current account of the deceased depositor, interest should be paid from the date of death of depositor till the date of payment to the survivor or to the nominee. In case of NRE deposit, when claimant is resident, deposit on maturity should be treated as domestic deposit and the interest should be paid for subsequent period at the rate applicable to domestic deposit of similar maturity. So NRE deposits are normally deposit which is opened by the NRIs who are outside non-resident Indians, and in case a debt takes place for the NRI and the nominee or the legal heir is the resident Indian, then the deposit on maturity is treated as the domestic deposit and interest is paid to the subscriber at the domestic interest rate. Settlement of claim. Bank should settle the claim and release the payment within 15 days from receiving the claim along with the documents. Documents should be as under: proof of death of depositor or the heirs, proof of identification of nominee wherever applicable, such as ration card, election ID card, PAN card or any other satisfactory proof of identification acceptable to the bank has to be taken to settle the claim. access to safe deposit lockers, safe custody articles of deceased depositor. So if the nomination is made and the survivor claims are registered, for access to contents of locker, safe custody article on the death of the locker hirer or depositor of the articles, banks are generally advised to adopt generally the foregoing approach, mutatis mutandis, as discussed in deposit account, which means to change the way things get it done so that it finally gets it executed. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter on deceased depositors and what is the action to be taken in case of the claimant, survivor or the nominee. So thank you very much, and we'll look into the next chapter.